Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, December 18th, 2014. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. We start the day with some NHL hockey. Well, we don't actually start the day. It's at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable, St. Louis Blues at Los Angeles Kings. If you're feeling a little deja vu about this game, you're not wrong. These teams just played each other 2 days ago in St. Louis, where the Blues beat the Kings 5-2 thanks to a four-goal third period and a hat trick by Vladimir Tarasenko. These little home-and-home series in the middle of the long NHL season are a great trick that the schedule makers use to keep us fans interested. This is as close to a must-win game as a December NHL game can be for the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Kings. They've lost their last three games and five of their last six, and to keep losing would suggest that this is more than just a bad Stanley Cup hangover. In the NBA tonight, there's two featured games. The first is the New York Knicks at Chicago Bulls, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on TNT. If things go as expected, the Bulls should win this game handily. It's interesting largely because of the plight of Knicks star Carmelo Anthony. Over the offseason, Anthony was a free agent, and moving to Chicago was his top option other than staying with the Knicks. His decision to stay with the Knicks was a classic example of choosing the money over the team that was more likely to win. The NBA creates an advantage for the team trying to retain a player, in this case the Knicks, by giving them a chance to pay a player more than any other team can offer him. Now, only months later, the Knicks are playing true to type with a record of 5-22, and people are openly wondering if Carmelo now regrets his decision. This game gives us a chance to watch that morality play out in real time. If you're looking for great basketball instead of a great soap opera, then the second nationally televised NBA game is for you. It's the Oklahoma City Thunder at the Golden State Warriors, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, also on TNT. The Thunder season got off to a rocky start because they lost both their best players to extended injuries. Now that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook have recovered, the team has been scrambling to get back into playoff positioning in the stacked Western Conference. They've done well. After seven straight victories, they're almost at 500. They're chasing the Warriors, who are at the very top of the NBA right now, despite having had their 16-game winning streak broken in their most recent game. In college basketball, the University of Connecticut is playing versus Duke in East Rutherford, New Jersey, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. You may remember Connecticut from last March when they had a beautiful run through March Madness on their way to winning the national championship. This year, not so much. They've struggled mightily, and their 4-3 record is deceptive because three of those wins came against schools like Coppin State, Bryant University, and College of Charleston, none of which are known for their basketball prowess. Prowess would be a good word to describe Duke's team so far this year. They're unbeaten, and a good bet, they're tied for second right now in the future odds to win the championship. Beating Duke is exactly what Connecticut needs to jar themselves out of their slump, but it might be too big of a hill for them to climb. There is a Thursday night NFL game, the Tennessee Titans at Jacksonville Jaguars, 8:25 p.m. Eastern Time on the NFL Network. But I'm recommending you don't watch this game. Look, I'm not going to tell you there's no drama in this game. There is. But the drama is because both teams have a very, very strong incentive to lose. They're both 2-12 and locked in a close battle for last place with three other teams. The last place team is rewarded with the first pick in next year's NFL draft. So, I don't know. It's Thursday night. This is a weekend with even more NFL than normal. There's two games on Saturday in addition to Sunday, Sunday night, and Monday. So, really, I would skip this game. There's no real fantasy implication. There's certainly not a very good chance of this being an exciting game. Both teams don't really score very much. Last weekend, neither scored a touchdown. So skip it, watch something else, or don't watch anything. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Thursday, December 18th, 2014. We're on the web at dearsportsfan.com and send us questions to dearsportsfan@gmail.com. Thanks as always to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at jessefisher.com.